Progress Test, Files 6 to 10. Listening 1.
What are you up to with the kids this weekend, Asha?
Well, if the weather stays bad, I think we'll watch a film tomorrow afternoon. I've bought a few old films, things the kids probably haven't even heard of. I'd like them to try a new film each weekend if we have nothing else to do.
That's a good idea. What are you going to watch this week?
Well, I thought we'd start with My Neighbour Totoro. It's Japanese, but it's been dubbed into English.
Some of those Japanese animations can be scary for little ones, can't they? Are you sure it's suitable?
I think so. There are some imaginary creatures, but not monsters or anything like that. I read some reviews on Mumsnet and they said it was fine.
Oh, well, I'm sure that's okay then. I always think you can trust Mumsnet reviews. People usually give good advice.
Yes, I use their product reviews all the time. Films, kids' toys, loads of things, actually. If I want other parents' opinions, I'll generally look on Mumsnet first.
Have you ever posted a comment yourself?
No. How about you?
Yes, quite often, actually. I'll join in with a discussion if I'm interested in the topic or I have relevant experience that might help. I like the health advice section. It's very detailed, and I've seen quite a few doctors writing in the chat rooms who correct anything that's inaccurate. I've joined in with discussions about allergies and having twins, of course.
I read an interview with the Mumsnet boss recently. She has 4 children of her own, including twins like you. Oh, what's her name?
It's, Justine, isn't it?
Of course, yes, Justine Roberts. She started Mumsnet after her first international holiday when the twins were babies. Apparently, it was a total disaster, and she wished someone had told her what to expect. If she hadn't had such a bad time, she would never have started the site. That was back in 2000, so it's really quite an old website.
It was lucky she had a good idea and good technical knowledge.
Actually, I learned that her background wasn't in computer programming. She just realised she'd had a good idea and an opportunity to set up the first parenting forum. Luckily, she had a friend with good technical knowledge who could write computer code, and they worked together to make the site.
Well, thank goodness they did. I am definitely a Mumsnetter.
Me too.